Well, Ricky, another good point, but could have been a little bit more. We've just got to stop giving away early goals and making life hard for ourselves, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm happy with a point because it was always going to be a difficult game, a difficult fixture against a team that are fighting for their lives, and you know they're a big, strong, physical side with a lot of experience, and we knew it wasn't going to be pretty, and you know that's exactly how it panned out. But the most frustrating thing, Nigel, is we spoke to the players about trying to start the game well, trying to be positive in possession and try and get on the front foot, because in recent weeks we've been poor. We also spoke Thursday and again today about how Sorensen were going to line up, that the fact that they scored early from a set play against Kings Lynn last week and that they were going to pose a threat from set plays this week. So we spoke about those two things, and the first 15 minutes we were awful, and you know then we're the architects of their first goal, a silly distribution from the goalkeeper. Jordan Gerrard then gives away the free kick, and almost identical to throw him, identical minute, identical position, we concede from a wide free kick, and that's very, very frustrating because then we're playing catch up again. But the players do deserve some credit now, because the you know week in, week out, when they do go behind, they do regroup, they do show a bit of character, and they do get themselves back into the game. But in order to give ourselves a better chance of winning, we have to start games better. We have to stop conceding poor goals, and we have to stop conceding the first goal where possible. We'll stay in the game for longer at least. But yeah, you know, there was it's still another point closer to where we want to be, and another game unbeaten at home, so it you can't is. Be too disappointed.
Higgsy took his goal well as well.
Yeah, good
finish.
Yeah, well played from Ben Seymour Show, good link with Danny Kelly, and then a great turn and great finish from Jack Higgs. I actually thought Jack Higgs had a really good game today. One of his, you know, on a difficult surface, one of his better games that he's had in probably the last few. So yeah, I thought that was a positive from him. You know, hopefully he'll now kick on. But I thought there was a couple of good performances. I thought that Lee Chaffee and Liam McDevitt dealt well with the big guy up front. I thought Jordan Gerrard, after a shaky half an hour, showed good character to have a really impressive second half. Like I said, Jack Higgs, I thought better end product today. You know, we've been critical of him in the past, and he's been having a little bit of a tug of war with himself mentally. You know, trying to find some form, and I thought he was much better today with his decision making and his distribution of the ball. And then I thought, you know, when young Casey come on,
looked sharp there.
Real talent. You know, he trained Thursday and looked sharp. And the fact that he hasn't played a lot of men's games, the fact that he probably wouldn't have played on the pitch as poor as that. You know, he was thrown in with 25 minutes, half an hour to go. We felt we could get a bit of joy. In behind, you know, we asked him to stay central and play on the shoulder and look to go between centre half and fullback or centre half, and you know, he had the great movement to get in behind, and you know, decided to try and check back on his right. I think, you know, given a couple of weeks, once he settled it, I think he takes that with his left foot.
Yeah,
and then the chance that where the goalkeeper spilled it, and he has the shot, and it gets blocked, you know, on its way in. So, two really good chances for him. Being in the right position at the right time, great movement, and you know, I think that what he's shown in that 25 minutes, we can be really optimistic that he's going to have a positive impact going forward.
Looks good. Yeah, our challenge now is to get the pitch in some decent nick for Tuesday.
I think it'll be all right. It's just because it's wet, it's just boggy. You know, 70% of the pitch is all right. It's just, you know, 30% in those three areas in particular, it's just very, very soft. And I think once that gets rolled today, and it's got a couple of days with the dry weather that's coming up to dry out, I don't see that being any problem on Monday. I think it will play better than what it did today, and you know, the weather forecast for the rest of the week is good. So it's actually not, it's very soft, but it's actually not that bad once it's flat. And I think once it's flat and once it dries out, I don't see there being too many issues. It's got a bad reputation. People overhype it. You know, we've played on pitches. We've played at Biggles Way. We played at King's Lynn. Their pitch is as bad as our pitch. Yep. You know, so everybody's pitches at this, some pitches at this stage of the season are no better than ours. And it has just unfortunately got a bit of a bad reputation. But yeah, I don't. You know, it's same for both sides. It was a good, entertaining battle today.